Preparation for Cyclone Alfred is continuing. The latest track map has the eye of the storm passing over Brisbane's south side early Friday morning, but that could change. Its effects far-reaching too, with the Sunshine Coast region at the very least expected to be hit with heavy rain and destructive winds. Sunshine Coast Council has released new storm surge mapping, with residents, particularly those in low-lying areas, urged to head to the Disaster Hub website and have a look. Mayor Rosanna Natoli says you'll be able to see whether your property may be impacted.
We've run the modelling at 0.5 of a metre above the highest astronomical tide and also at 1 metre above. At 0.5 of a metre, there are almost 1,600 properties potentially impacted, and at 1 metre, there are 4,600 properties potentially impacted with flooding at this event.
Sunshine Coast Health is reassuring locals it remains ready to provide essential and emergency care to the community through Cyclone Alfred. Chief Executive Dr. Peter Gillies says committed staff will be on hand.
So all high-risk patients, patients requiring dialysis, those on oxygen and pregnant mothers that are near term, have either been brought into the hospital or provided accommodation close to one of our hospitals, just to ensure they can access care if needed. As we work through this weather event.
While people who have a less urgent medical condition during the height of the weather event are asked to call 13 Health First, where they'll then be given assistance on what treatment steps to take. Some relief if you have flights booked out of the coast over the coming days. We've been given the option to switch our bookings free of charge. That applies to any friends or family due to fly in as well if they want to delay. Sunshine Coast Airport says airlines are making their own decision on whether or not to cancel, while Air Services Australia has the last say about closing airports. Briefly, tens of thousands of sandbags have been filled and collected, with more replenishments coming in today. The Maroochydore SES has asked for understanding and patience. Council will open a refuge centre at Nambour Showgrounds today for those who have nowhere to go, while a second location will open tomorrow at the Caloundra Indoor Stadium, while the Noosa Leisure Centre will open at 9 a.m. Bins will be collected today, but services have been cancelled for the rest of the week, and Sunshine Coast Council will offer free dumping for green and general waste when the resource centres reopen next week.